There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. Let's begin in Canada, where Prime Minister Mark Carney was visibly emotional during a private visit yesterday to Toronto's exhibit featuring the October 7th Hamas attack at the Nova Music Festival in Israel. Carney knelt and inscribed a message honoring the victims, expressing hope for healing and remembrance. Following the visit, his office issued a statement condemning anti-Semitism and emphasizing Canada's commitment to protecting Jewish communities and promoting peace in the Middle East. The exhibit will next be displayed in Berlin, with a smaller version opening in Washington, D.C. Argentine President Javier Milei begins a visit to Israel today for 3 days to strengthen bilateral ties. During his tour, he will meet Israeli leaders, including President Herzog and Prime Minister Netanyahu, also visit the Western Wall and participate in commemorations at Jerusalem's City of David and the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. Milei will address the Knesset and receive the $1 million Genesis Prize, the first non-Jewish recipient and first head of state honored. He plans to donate the award to bolster Israel-Latin American relations and combat anti-Semitism. The Pew Research Center's 2020 study has estimated about 7.5 million Jews residing in the United States. Between 2010 and 2020, the U.S. Jewish population grew by only 30,000, while Israel's Jewish population increased by 1 million. In contrast, Jewish populations in Europe, Africa, and Latin America declined significantly due to emigration. Globally, Jewish growth is modest compared to the rapid increase in Muslims, the fastest growing religious group. In the 2025 World Zionist Congress elections, Orthodox and right-wing parties have made significant gains, with estimates showing they secured a majority of 81 out of 152 U.S. delegate seats. The Reform Movement slate received the highest individual vote count, nearly 48,000, representing about 21%. World Zionist Organization Chairman Yaakov Haguel and others highlighted this election as a powerful expression of strong, traditional Zionist values and increased community engagement. Let's now take a look at what other stories have made headlines today. New York City mayoral candidate Zoran Mamdani has defended his BDS support and promised to arrest Netanyahu, citing nonviolent activism success and emphasizing personal engagement over supporting Israel to combat anti-Semitism. During South Africa's Comrades Marathon, Israeli runners faced harassment from ANC Youth League members who publicly identified, tracked and accused them of war crimes, waving Palestinian flags and calling for their exclusion. A recent report shows that since Assad's fall, President al-Sharaa's government in Syria has strengthened, gained international recognition, moved closer to the West, signaled openness to Israel, and reduced hostility, contrasting sharply with Assad's previous stance. According to the Walla News outlet, Prime Minister Netanyahu has approved multi-million dollar defense agreements between Israel's leading weapons manufacturing firms and Qatar. College students Emily Schrader and Blake Flayton, themselves campus anti-Semitism victims, have authored 10 Things Every Jew Should Know About College, offering guidance to Jewish students and parents amid rising anti-Semitism, covering media, campus groups, and international issues. And finally, over 900 participants and spectators are preparing for the Maccabi GB Fun Run on Sunday, June the 22nd in North London, a major community event supporting 98 charities. The event features kosher and Israeli food, live performances including Israeli dance and choirs, a market with small Jewish and Israeli businesses, and a family zone with inflatables and face painting. Event director Candice Mendes da Costa highlights the celebration as community togetherness, charity and unity, encouraging everyone to come along and join in and enjoy a memorable day. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. The Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. If you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.